Yeah, no matter how hard the struggle, we can't give up the work. You know what I'm saying?
Strong like a lion, yeah. Treading Jah road in a this year I walk. Oh yeah. We can say Jah road is rocky, but our heart is strong. Jah make us strong like a lion, yeah. So much down pressure befalling our nation, yeah. All because we glorify the King of our nation. Some say Jah road is too rough, some say Jah work is too tough. But I and not, we love Jah too much. We're confident that Jah will never give us too much. He'll never give us more than we can bear. No, boy. For we are say we travel Jah road in a this year I walk. Oh, yeah. We can say Jah road is rocky, but our heart is strong. Jah make us strong like a lion, yeah. Travel Jah road in a this year I walk. Jah road is rocky, but our heart is strong. Jah make us strong like a lion, yeah. In this revolution, some fall to frustration, yeah. Frustration from waiting on repatriation, yeah. But before there can be repatriation, got to fight for liberation. Liberation from all heathen nations. In this holy Armageddon. So if Jah work is too much, better you leave it to us. We with Jah strength to overcome all the rough. We're confident that Jah will never give us too much. He'll never give us more than we can bear. No, boy. For we are very we treading Jah road in a this year I walk. Oh, yeah. We can say Jah road is rocky, but our heart is strong. Jah make us strong like a lion, yeah. Treading Jah road in a this year I walk. Jah road in a this year I walk. Oh yeah. We can say Jah road is rocky, but our heart is strong. Jah make us strong like a lion. Lion, lion, we tread in Jah road. Strong like a lion. Say we tread in Jah road. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
da cuia que precisa.
Desacarco.
Mensen, welkom bij een nieuwe vrijdagochtend. Ik zit hier bij Radio Razo en mijn naam is Mirjam Simone. En vandaag mag ik jullie informeren dat ik hier met twee gasten zit. Van de Nederlandse vakbond. Dat is namelijk Samani. En ik zit met de andere meneer van de Nederlandse vakbond. Hij komt uit Namibia. En ja, je weet dat we eigenlijk een heel erg culturele radiostation zijn. Ik ga zo Engels praten. Zodat alle mensen die Engels... Want hij verstaat ook geen Nederlands. Dus dan ga ik Engels praten. Maar ik wil heel even het inzegenen met een lekker nummer van Namibia. Wat is dat? Waar komt het? Ja. Ik wil er meer van weten. Afrika. Everybody at Radio Rezo, and we have here Henry Kasondo, and he's from Namibia. Yes, straight out of Africa. Yes. I want to say we want to welcome all our brothers and sisters in Amsterdam Southeast that are from Africa and also that are from Namibia. If you're from Namibia, you can call in also on this number. Yeah.
Samani Menso. And I would like to welcome Enrique Kasondu. He's from Namibia, and he's there from the trade union. Yes, and Samani is here from the Nederlandse Vakbond, as we say, and they are together here in the studio because they are in the country because a lot of countries came together to here for a big conference from the we call it. The Nederlandse Vakbond, but they call it a trade union. So it's, I think, very interesting. And she came here to Radio Rezo this morning with her colleague, Enrique Kasondu from Namibia. And that's why I put some nice cultural music from Namibia. Well, welcome, Samani.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, and yes, welcome, Enrique.
Yeah, thank you for hosting us.
Yes, nice. And well, you're welcome, you're welcome. This is Radio Rezo. We everybody's listening in Amsterdam Southeast, but we're also streaming through internet, you know, so we have a broad audience and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. So we're glad and we're proud to have both of you here. Tell me something about yourself, Samani. You're here, you're working at the Nederlandse Vakbond, that is the FNV. And you sit in the bestuur, yes? So I hope that you can talk English so that your colleague also can understand it. And I hope that everybody at home will take that time to try to listen to it because we are going to talk English today.
Yes, so my name is Samani Menso. I'm a union officer at FNV, the biggest union in the Netherlands. I'm also, and of course we're doing union work in the Netherlands, but a small part of my work is also international union work. And that is where I meet Enrique, my colleague from Namibia. I'm in the World Board of the International Federation of Construction Workers, BWI, Building and Woodworkers International. And I'm in that world board representing the Netherlands. And that is quite special. Usually it is a spot where a little bit more older people are, and a lot of men, especially. So it is good as a woman and as a young woman, of course, from parents that were migrants once, or my grandparents at least, to have that position and to fight for workers' rights globally around the world. Yes.
Very nice. And yes, thank you, Samani. And Andy, can you say something about your position in Namibia and what you're doing for the trade union?
Okay, as already indicated, my name is Enrique Kasondu. I'm from the Metal and Allied Namibian Workers Union. It's a union in Namibia that represents most predominantly the construction workers. In my union, I'm actually the Deputy General Secretary, meaning I'm actually the sort of the head of administration at my union. Lucky for me, I'm also involved in BWI as a youth representative of Africa and Middle East. Yeah, okay. So that's where I actually got to meet Samani. And I think we got hooked. Maybe the African bond maybe pulled us together in some way.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, that is very nice to hear because that is the thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's the African bond that bind us together. So yeah. That's why when you came, I had to put something, you know, like put your music. And when I was putting it, yes, if you listen to it, it's almost like Suriname music, yeah. You know. So we're going to let you hear some Suriname music also. I know we're going to talk a little bit about your work and but I also would like to talk a little bit about your country.
Okay.
Because you're traveling a lot with this kind of work that you do. And Samani also travels a lot with this work. So you're getting to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I want to know from you first, what's the impact of that? You know?
Man, actually, The main thing is that I get to learn about other people's cultures. You know, when you live in sort of a box, you feel that your life is like the alpha and the omega. But then once you face other people's struggles, once you see other people's struggles, you learn that the world is bigger than that. Believe me, before I even met Zamani, I did not know that there is a country called
Suriname,
for example. But then after we exchanged our different views of where we come from, we realized that we are actually more connected and more related.
Yes. And you thought that I was a bounty, I have to say that. Sorry.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, true. And Zamani, how do you experience it, you know, because you're traveling also a lot, also for your work, and you're going to a lot of countries and you're meeting a lot of people, and then
yes, it really makes you rich. Like Envig said, you are realizing that there are more people with different kind of problems and struggles around the world, and that's it's really giving you another point of view at looking at the world. Your vision is changing. Last week we had over 40 guests from around the world. Of course, Envig was one of them, and they came from all over the world, from Europe, pan-Europe, but also from Latin America, from Jamaica. We had guests from our neighbors, from Brazil, from Chile, from Asia, Indonesia. So we had a lot of different guests and different cultures, and it really makes your spirit rich. You're getting to learn a lot about different problems, but you're also getting to learn that we are much alike, and that is the nicest part of the international union work. It doesn't matter what color you have. It is really like a big family. When we speak to one another, we are calling each other brothers and sisters or comrades. So it is really a family, and there is a lot of respect within that community.
Nice to hear that too. Nice to hear that. And my brother in Namibia.
Yes.
Do people come a lot to the office of the trade union? Because do people know their rights, you know, as workers? Or are they seeking for their rights? Are they seeking for the help of your organization within your country?
Well, to be fair, I think as a union leader, I can say that I can never be happy. I can never be happy with the numbers of people that actually come through to the union office. In relation to our membership database, we get very few visits from our members, and that actually shows that they are not well aware of their rights. They actually compromise a lot on their rights as human beings or as workers. So I think it actually goes along with education, with the level of education, especially in labor matters. I think as a trade union, we have tried our level best to try and invest in workers' education, but it's never enough, especially if you are from a developing country and unlucky for us, if we look at the reports, financial reports and whatever, we are ranked as a middle-income country. Mm. And that obviously gives an impression to the world that they are doing okay.
Yes.
So let us try to divert our assistance somewhere else because they are doing okay. But if you come down there, you will see the difference between the rich and the poor.
Yes.
So we don't, as an organization, we don't get to enjoy assistance from brothers and sisters that are actually willing to do so.
Yes.
Because of this terminology of middle income country. So our efforts of education in labor issues are actually limited by resources.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think that your country has this problem only, because I also think that people aren't enough aware here in Holland that the that the FNV is here, you know, to help everybody that got a job or, you know, just to go to the website and look what your rights are or which way they can inform or help you with a problem. They only get to the point when they got a big problem and a lawyer advised them to do it that way, and that is too late a little bit, because I think that there are a lot of how do you say that there are a lot of possibilities, you know, and things that this organization is creating for the people or for humanity. So Samani, how does it go here in Holland, you know? What can you say us about the FNV? Are there enough people that are coming to the FNV or calling in or seeking that help?
Yes, we actually are getting called a lot, and our offices get visited a lot. But it is still difficult also for us as a union to gain membership, because everywhere in the world social rights and justice are under a lot of pressure. Right-wing parties are taking over, so it is important for people, and especially if you're from a group that is maybe that maybe has to work a little bit harder than the rest of them, it is really important to be a member of the union. It is, because we need the social environment. We need the social Netherlands. In the end of the month, we will have the elections in Europe. Yeah. So it is really important that we're getting up and that we're voting, even though we don't always trust the system. But still, the social side needs to win. Otherwise, the right-wing party will definitely win, because those people will get up and they will vote, even though maybe they don't even have all the trust, but they will vote. So it is really important. That is something what the union is also fighting for. So, but the struggle is there. Yes, it's hard.
You say you're talking about vote. Can you explain to people what you're talking about, if you're talking about vote? Voting, like what the public, what kind of way are you talking about?
Yes, I'm talking in a political way. For instance, if you have every 4 years in the Netherlands, you can vote for your political party in your own neighborhood, but also for the whole of the Netherlands, you know, for the Tweede Kamerverkiezingen. Yeah. But we also have the European Parliament elections coming up in I think two weeks. So it is really important that people are voting, because if you don't, your voice is getting lost. And
so you're calling up everybody to
yes,
vote.
Definitely
it's
vote.
Very
yes, yes, yes.
For our country and also in Europe, you know.
Yes, definitely. At FNV we have the policy that I'm not gonna suggest what you need to vote. Yeah. But as a union, we are left. We are social, so we can give you that advice. Vote smart. Vote social. That is our advice, and you really need to do it, because it is important for your children. If you don't stand up, they will lose everything, because it's getting worse. All the social security policies that we are having are under a lot of pressure, and people don't realize that, and they should. In the end of May, the 29th of May, we have a pension strike, pension action. Come with your children, because we are facing a lot of difficulties with the pension age, and the future is that we will work until we are 70. Yeah. That is not something that is nice, working till you're 17. And a lot of people, especially hardworking nurses and people in construction, they start at a young age, and they are facing a lot of problems at their back and other physical problems, because their work is very hard. Yeah. And to work till 71 isn't a possibility.
No, we have to
get up and fight.
Yes, and it starts by getting your voice out there, so you know you can vote. And by voting, you are showing worldwide that you are a part of this country, because I think that with those statistics, you know, that they are doing business, and that gives you your accountability also like a parliament and also like a country. So if the half of the country doesn't vote and don't react on it, then, you know, then it's very difficult to stand your grounds within a position in the whole of Europe.
Definitely.
I understand everything. So We're calling everybody up to vote. Well, we're going again to Enrich Kasondo. Well, and how do you feel? What do you think about Holland? What was your first? Is it your first time in Holland?
Yes, it was my first time. It is my first time.
All right, it is your first time. And what is your first expression or your first? Yes. What do you think about Holland? What is your first reaction?
More specifically, Amsterdam. Yeah. I think you can term it as a rainbow community or a rainbow nation. Yeah. I think in a certain way it is accommodative.
Yeah.
I think it's just up to us as to how we contribute to the bigger Amsterdam. But I feel that it is really accommodative compared to any other place where I've gone to. I think you can be compared to the likes of South Africa, for example, where they term themselves as a rainbow, yeah, as a rainbow nation. Yeah, I think that was the first impression that I got.
Well, I think that that's a very, a positive thing, you know, yeah, because it's a multicultural race is here, a multicultural country.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody takes a little bit of themselves, you know, yeah, with them, but we all combine it in one way of being and in one way of respecting each other and still living side by side and going along with each other. So that's true. And how long are you going to stay here?
Unfortunately, I've been here for the past 2 weeks, but then I'll be leaving today.
Okay, yeah. Today?
Yes.
All right, so yeah, you're going to leave today. All right, well, is there a message that you want to give to everybody in Amsterdam? But I also want to ask you if you got a message for people from Namibia, because there are also people here from Namibia, you know, and maybe they are listening because, yes, Radio Rezo is a very multicultural radio, you know. So do you have a message for...
I think for people in Holland, I think the message should be clear and simple. Although we are here mingling with different comrades, if I have to put it that way, I think we should still stick to our roots. We should not lose our identities. We should not lose our cultures. I think that is the only thing that will tie us to wherever we come from. I think we should keep that pride.
Yeah.
I think that should be the message to my comrades here in Holland.
Yeah.
Back home, I think let's keep the fire burning.
Yeah.
I know that we are facing a lot of challenges,
yeah,
but then Namibia is the only place we have, and if we don't fight for it, who's gonna do it? So let's keep the fire burning, let's vote correctly, and let's vote right.
Well, that's a very beautiful message. Thank you so much, Enrich. And Samani, do you have a message that you want to bring to the people here in Holland? And beside that, a message for your Suriname people, because you're from Suriname.
Yes, my message would be, I think for everybody, stand up for your rights and don't sleep, because... especially politics, they are doing a lot of things, and our children will pay the bill. For the elderly people, it's probably fixed, and maybe we can touch them. They can harm them a lot, but especially for the future, we really need to stand up and raise our children with awareness and with consciousness about, of course, their own roots and culture, but also about the system.
Yes.
And a part of the system is to be aware of politics and to really be conscious, because otherwise you're going to lose it. You can't say I'm not going to get involved. I'm not a political person myself as well, but you need to understand a bit of it. And you need to vote, you need to be there, you need to stand up for your rights. Otherwise nothing is going to change. And especially from the I'm from a Suriname heritage, as you said. There's a lot of people like me that are struggling, and not only from Suriname, also from Curaçao and our brothers and sisters from the motherland. So especially to them, you know, educate yourself, and it is important to be a collective.
Yeah.
If it is within the union or within amongst ourselves, unite is, it is very important to unite, because then you're strong.
Well, that's a very beautiful message, you know, and I want to give thanks for both of you to be here in to be here with me and to have this interview. And well, Samani, I think that you said it very nice, you know. So I'm gonna play this song from Namibia again, and I heard that you're from the Herero.
Herero community.
Yes, yeah. From our Herero community. Yeah. So we're gonna continue playing this song from the Herero community, and then I'm gonna ask Samani what kind of song she wants to play from Suriname, and then we're gonna play a revolution song for everybody. Yes, because I believe in unification. So, you know, I also believe in my mother country, you know, in Mama Africa, because she's in us, and I think that when you look at us, that you see her. You know, so we're gonna listen to that, and but I love everybody, you know, I'm just as free spirit as I can be. I love everybody, and I believe that we are all one.
Yo mañana,
ik zou heel graag ja, het via deze weg dan willen afsluiten. Het gesprek met Samani en met Enwig. Zouden jullie de mensen nog willen groeten? Enwig, I'm going to translate it for you. I told them that we're going to close this session because at 11 o'clock the news will start. And after that we will come back with a spiritual awareness program. But do you want to say anything to the people? You can greet them now, and then after that, we're gonna bring a closure to this interview. Yeah. Samani?
Oh. Yeah. Ja, beste luisteraars, bedankt voor het luisteren natuurlijk. En een hele fijne dag toegewenst. En ik hoop dat ja, de woorden die tot jullie gericht zijn, dat ze eigenlijk met jullie zeggen, ja tuurlijk, wat ze zeggen klopt. En dat doen we ook al. Maar als dat niet zo is, dan hoop ik dat het in ieder geval aankomt als oké. Ze hebben gelijk, we moeten iets doen en we moeten wat bewuster en actiever worden. Ook al is het niet voor onszelf, maar wel voor onze kinderen en onze kleinkinderen. En de kinderen die daarna komen. Yes, that's it. Bedankt voor het luisteren en een hele fijne dag toegewenst.
Okay, hello. I think I need to be grateful for the warmth, love that I received in Amsterdam. I think my next goal will be to be in Suriname.
Oh, nice.
And to see the lovely people there. I've seen that their attire is very close to our attire back in Namibia. So I'm very sure that we are very, very much related. So that is my next goal, and I'm sure it's even going to be more love there.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, and because we're talking about love, we're talking about dialogue, you know, and we're feeling it also. So I'm telling you welcome from bringing your, you know, your energy, you know, from the motherland from here also at Radio Rezo. So we're going to